Hey folks, it's Marvin Cash, the host of The Articulate Fly, and we're back with another On the Salt with Got One with Captain David Blinken. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm like counting the days to when I can get on the back of my skiff and start pulling clients around. I'm psyched.
Yeah, and you've got less than 24 hours before daylight savings time, so it ought to be good, right?
I know. I can't wait. I love the longer days. I know everyone doesn't like losing that hour of sleep, but hey, go to bed early.
There you go. And I guess, you know, the only bummer is it probably means your ski season's winding down, right?
It's winding down a little, but, you know, I kind of live for March and April skiing. I think it's the best skiing of the year. A lot of people kind of, after February, you know, wax the skis and put them away. But, you know, those of us in the business, March and April is kind of where it's at. It's some of the best skiing of the season.
And do you like it because it's not crowded and you don't have to bundle up? Because I would imagine right when it's colder, you probably have better powder, right?
I'll tell you something. March can have some incredible powder. And as long as you're skiing it while it's falling, it's great. As soon as the sun hits it, it can turn into mashed potatoes. But no, I love March powder. But the other thing about March and April is you get corn snow. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but skiing the corn, there's nothing like it. It's just so smooth and groovy.
Oh, neat. And of course, you know, as we're getting close to spring, that kind of means new beginnings. And we thought it would be an interesting idea to kind of talk about a beginner fly box for fishing the salt in the Northeast.
Yeah, you know, a beginner fly box is so interesting because, you know, people are on the web looking at all these complicated flies and, you know, they're really fun and stuff like Game Changers and Beast Flies and stuff. And those are just incredible flies. But really, just you want to keep it simple. You want to have a couple of bucktails, some clousers, and some deceivers, and maybe a popper, and you're set. And that's going to cover most everything you do in the early stages of your fly fishing life. And you know, maybe you carry a couple of shock tips around, or some wire leader for when the bluefish show up. But keeping it simple has sort of always been a motto of mine. When I open up my fly box, I probably have four patterns just tied in different sizes and colors. And that's really it. I just try to keep it simple. And for all the beginner saltwater fly anglers out there, I would say keep it simple so you don't have to, you know, be pondering, what fly should I use? The fish are going to eat them. It's just about presentation and getting it in front of them, and you'll be rewarded.
Got it. And so, you know, on the popper front, do you like poppers with lots of different faces, or do you just kind of, you know, pretty consistently stick with kind of that flat popper face?
Well, you know what? If you're going to use a popper or a popper-like thing, and you can buy all different things, I would maybe get a very thin popper with sort of a flat face or an angled face. Or the one I like the most, because I think it's the most versatile, is just get a gurgler. And all the commercial fly tying entities and stores, they're all carrying gurglers. They're really easy to cast. They're not heavy. They make a lot of noise, and fish just gobble them up. They're great.
Yeah, well, there you go. And it dovetails well with our question from Brenner. He wanted to get your thoughts, David, on, you know, good beginner species for people to target on the salt with a fly.
Well, I think a good beginner species, if you're living in the Northeast, especially if you're in an area that bluefish frequent, is fish for bluefish. And don't worry about the size. And I would say if you can be there when there's like cottail blues, like the bluefish from like 1 to 4 pounds or 1 to 3 pounds, fish for those. They'll eat, and they eat with the reckless abandon. As bluefish get bigger, they might become a little more selective, but if you can find schools of bluefish on the feed, they will just crash anything that you put in front of them. It's really exciting. Whether it's deep water or shallow water, they can be, you know, pretty ferocious. So that's my, you know, and they range all the way down to Florida. I mean, you'll get them there, but you know, if you're fishing in Florida and you want a beginner species, you know, I think if you're around when there's maybe Spanish mackerel or small jack crevalles, that's another good beginner species if you're down in the South. Awful lot of fun.
Yeah. And so on the bluefish, you know, I know they are kind of hard on terminal tackle. You know, what's your kind of terminal tackle setup for those guys?
For bluefish, I'll probably tie in a deceiver and maybe a length of either piano wire. It's kind of looks like a G-string on a guitar. Or you can get American wire, which is like a multi-strand wire inside plastic, inside a plastic sleeve. And you can actually tie it onto your fly with like a clinch knot or a loop knot, and it'll work just fine. What I personally do most of the time, because I'm always thinking about other species, is I'll tie in a hunk of 60-pound either hard mono or fluorocarbon to my tippet, and then tie that with a loop knot to my fly. And usually, I can get one or two bluefish before it gets chewed up, but definitely using something like that to protect your leader is a good idea. Anything under 30 pounds in a bluefish is going to most likely chop right through it. I mean, there are those exceptions where occasionally you can land one on a 15 or 20 pound tippet, but usually you need something pretty burly to fend off their teeth.
Yeah, got it. And you know, folks, we love questions at the Articulate Fly, and we're running out of time because we're going to have our drawings pretty soon. And, you know, remember, either email or DM me, make David's life simpler. And we've got two great options for you, right? For everyone that sends in a question, that's one pool, and we're going to draw from that pool. And the winner will get a Rise Fishing Company rod. And then if we use your question on one of the On the Salts, we're going to put that in a separate fishbowl and draw from that. And the winner is going to get a Norvice vice system. So, so pretty cool, right, David?
I think that's pretty cool. I mean, those guys at Rise, they make a really good product, and they're based out of Long Island, New York. So, they pretty much know what they're doing. And Norvice, you've never used true rotary before. And it's an experience.
Yeah, there you go. And also want to give a shout out to the folks at Norvice for generously sponsoring the series. And David, before I let you go, I know you're also, you know, as the seasons are changing, you're in the home stretch of Masters of the Fly.
Yeah, we have our last episode. We have our last episode on March, I think it's 17th, Sunday the 17th, with Blaine Chocolate, who is a incredible fly tire. And he does a game changer, which I mentioned earlier. And it's an incredibly one. It's an incredible fly to watch being tied, and the way they move through the water is so lifelike you cannot believe it. It's really cool. And of course, I also want to give a shout out to Got One. So if you guys are catching your first fish, your first bluefish or whatever species, you definitely want to get it logged in. So don't forget to download Got One and see what the app can do for you. It's really quite easy. You can either do it with a photograph, do it with voice, or just measure and log your fish in manually. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, and you will get the cover off the boat here pretty soon, and you'll be back in your role as, you know, chief beta tester, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that. not much more beta testing going on these days. It's, you know, there'll be some announcements coming up, and you know, for those of you who download it now, you'll probably a month or two from now see something new popping up. But yeah, could be longer. I'm just not sure. But it's really an incredible app, really intuitive. Very few apps are as intuitive as this one. So I would really encourage everyone to download it. And all the data that's on there is yours and is not shared unless you want to share it. It's your choice.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of home stretch, you know, the folks at Norvice are, I think they've racked up almost all the frequent flyer miles they're going to do this year. But if you go to their website at www.nor-vice.com, you'll see the remaining shows on the schedule. Most of them are out kind of in the West because it's colder out there longer. So their fly show season is a little bit longer out there, but check that out. And, you know, folks, if it's warming up where you are, you know, get out there and, catch a few. If it's still kind of cold, tie some flies, go to a fly fishing show, get ready for the upcoming season. Tight lines, everybody. Tight lines, David.